我们已经讲了有没有四五个月了
？We have preached for about 4 to 5 months.
有吗？
超过了吧？
所以应该是快要结束了。
We ought to finish soon.
虽然这是最后一句话
，although this is the last sentence，
但是这句话隐藏的真理太丰富了。
But there are profound truth within this sentence.
我越深思想
，the more I think about this，
我发现教导我们这种祷告的。不可能是一个普通的人。
The more I discover that the one who taught us this cannot be a common person，
他一定是神。
He must be God，
成了人。
Who has come in the flesh，
站在神与人的中间，帮助人向神祷告。
And standing between God and man， helping man to pray to God。
那许多宗教里面的祷告
，many religious prayers，
都是要神明白人的心愿。
Is for God to understand how we feel.
只有这个祷告
only this prayer
要祷告的人明白神的心念
demands that we understand the will of God.
如果耶稣基督不是神，他怎么知道神心意是什么呢？
So if Jesus was not God, how can he know what God wants?
耶稣基督自己没来做人，他怎么知道人的需要是什么呢？
If Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh, how would he know our needs?
所以你从中保这个角度来看耶稣所教的祷告文
，And so from the angle of the intermediary, you want to see the Lord's Prayer.
你发现这是远远超越有史以来所有宗教文献里面最伟大的祷告。
You will find it surpassing all the greatest prayers of other religions.
你不是以人的身份来到不知谁是神明的那个超自然的位格的面前。
For it is not a case where a human being come to an unknown supernatural.
他来自已经历了主的救赎，主把新生命给他，把权柄给他，作为神儿女的这种特权来到上帝面前。
But it is for someone who is the child of God with a new status coming before God.
我们在天上的父
，Our Father in heaven.
但这句话没有一个宗教的祈祷者可以讲出来。
Just this verse alone cannot be found in any other religion.
因为我是你的儿子
，Because I am your child.
你是我的父
，You are my father.
我在地上。
I am on earth.
你在天上。
You are in heaven.
我是受造的。
I am created.
你是创造者。
You are the creator.
我是有限的。
I am finite.
你是绝对的无限者。
You are the absolute infinite.
你知道我的需要。
You know my needs.
我在地上一个人的需要。
As a human being on earth.
你是天上的父会供应我。
You are my father in heaven who will sustain me.
跟所有的宗教的祷告是不一样的。
So it's different from all other religious prayer.
所有的宗教的祷告严格都说出来。都是自私者利用神明成全自己的愿望。
Strictly speaking, all religious prayers are selfish. You want what we can get from the supernatural.
而当他们祷告的时候
，And when these people pray,
他们先借用他们所以为知道的神的力量
，They first use the strength of the God they presume
来逼他们想象中的神明成全他们所要的东西。
And they force the deity to give them what they want.
严格的说，这是很不公义的事情。
So strictly speaking, not just.
你是全能的。
Because you are almighty.
所以你应当替我做这个事。
So you must do this for me.
所以实在是叫全能者附在他比全能更高的能的下面。
And so you are asking the Almighty to be subjected to your might.
你既然是全能的。
Since you are almighty.
请你表演你的全能。
Demonstrate your almightiness.
我吩咐你的时候
，And when I command you,
你要附在我的权柄的下面。
You must submit under my authority.
所以这是很不公义的事情。
So it is most unjust.
其实呢，从宗教学来看
，From religiosity,
用圣经的批判
，And the critique from the Bible.
人在祷告中不知所云。
We always don't know what we are praying for.
不知向谁求。
We don't even know to whom we pray.
不知应当求什么。
Or how we should pray.
草草了事。
And we just do it haphazardly.
但是给人看见他多么敬虔。
But on the surface, you look fervent.
多么虔诚。
So pious.
多么有宗教的气氛。
And so very religious.
这不是很可怕的事情吗？
So it's most frightening.
我们的主教我们祷告完全不是如此。
The prayer that the Lord taught us was completely different.
我自己诚实说。
Honestly speaking,
我传道57年
I have been preaching 57 years.
从来没有讲过主祷文。
I have never preached on the Lord's Prayer.
最后这几个月
，Only for the past few months.
应当给我的时代一个交代。
I thought I need to answer to my generation.
主教导基督徒怎样祷告
？How the Lord taught us to pray.
三样对神的了解所祈求的话语。
Three words of prayers towards the understanding of God.
四样我们的需要摆在他的面前。
And four confined to our needs before him.
都是最公正、最合理，而且最照圣经的意思讲出来的。
And all these words are most reasonable, most biblical, and most fair.
讲完了以后呢
？And after you said that,
耶稣就用一句话做结束。
There is a summary given by Jesus.
总结所有的祷告。
To summarize all the prayer.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
这一句话呢，英文的翻译没有中文的好。
The English translation is not as good as the Chinese one.
中文叫做全是你的。
The Chinese one says all of which belong to you.
你的这个全是表三样加起来的完全呢？
And this, does it mean all three added together?
或者是每一种都是完全是属于主的呢？
Or perhaps each of them is completely belonging to the Lord.
相信这是指每一样完全是属于主的。
I believe it's the latter one, that everyone belongs to God.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory all belong to you.
这句话怎么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
全所有的国度是你的。
It means all kingdoms belong to you.
全世界所有的权柄是你的。
And all the powers of the world belong to you.
全人类历史上所有的荣耀都是你的。
And all the glory of human history belong to you.
直到永永远远。
For all eternity.
所以从复原来说。
And so from the angle of recovery.
包罗万象。
It covers everything.
完完全全。
It is complete.
从时间来说。
From the angle of time.
永永远远的。
It is eternal.
这个国度完全是上帝的。
For the kingdom forever belong to God.
能力完全属于上帝。
The power absolutely completely belong to God.
而且权柄是上帝的，荣耀也是上帝的。
And power and glory all belong to God.
直到永永远远，阿门。
For all eternity, amen.
是这样祷告的人。
A person who pray like that.
他在这三句结束的话语的面前。
In these three words of conclusion.
他知道他是毫无所有的。
You will know that you have nothing.
因为国度是你的。
For all kingdom belong to you.
不过是你的子民。
I am a citizen here.
权柄是你的。
Our power is to you.
我不过是你统治的小子。
But I am only under your rule.
荣耀是你的。
And all glory be to you.
完全没有夸口的。
I have nothing to boast about.
这样的祷告。
A prayer like that.
是合神心意的祷告。
It's a prayer pleasing to God.
这样的人。
A person that prays.
不但明白神是谁。
Not only does he understand who God is.
也明白他自己是谁。
He also understands himself.
所以把神与人中间真正正确合理永恒的关系的这个地位摆在上帝面前。
And before God, He placed this status that is reasonable before God.
我在你永恒中间是一个暂时的人。
There's a recognition that I'm temporal.
在你的国度里面，我是一个你的子民。
And in your kingdom, I am but a citizen.
在你的权柄之下，我是被统治者。
Under your power, I am ruler.
我一生是要把荣耀归给你。
My entire life is to give you my glory.
直到永永远远。
To eternity.
上个礼拜我们提到了。三个祷告不蒙上帝垂听的人。
Last week we gave three examples of people whose prayers were not heard.
竟然是圣经里面三个最伟大的人物。
And they are the greatest heroes in the Bible.
以利亚代表最伟大的先知。
Elijah was the greatest prophet.
保罗代表最伟大的使徒。
Paul represented the greatest of the apostles.
耶稣基督代表历史中间最伟大的先知、祭司、君王的领袖。
Jesus Christ, the leader of kings, for prophets and priests.
他的祷告上帝都不听。
And even for him, God did not listen to him.
以利亚求死。
He asked for death.
上帝加力量给他活下去。
Elijah asked for death, but God made him live longer.
保罗求拿掉一根刺。
Paul asked that his thorn be removed.
上帝说，我的恩典跟你的刺共存。
And God said, my
grace.
Grace and the thorn should exist together.
我的恩典是够你用的。
And my grace is sufficient for you.
耶稣求把那个杯挪开。
Jesus asked for the cup to be removed.
上帝差遣天使叫他把杯喝完。
And God sent the angel to have him drink of the cup.
我现在不再解释这个事情。
I won't explain further.
那么这样我们的祷告不是要上帝成全我们的心意。
Therefore our prayer is not for God to do what we want.
我们的祷告要在神的国、神的义、神的权柄、神的荣耀里面。神的旨意里面成全他在我们身上要定的一切的意计划。
What we want is God's will be done in the kingdom of God, His righteousness and everything that is related to Him.
国度是出于上帝的。
For the kingdom belong to Him.
权柄是出于上帝。
For the power belongs to Him.
国度没有权柄是假的。
A kingdom without power is fake.
权柄没有国度是乱的。
A power without a kingdom is confused.
很多海盗有权柄没有国度。
Many pirates have a lot of power, but they have no kingdom.
很多傀儡的国家有国度，没有权柄。
Many puppet government has kingdom, but no power.
耶稣基督说，国度是你的。
Jesus Christ said, the kingdom belongs to you.
权柄也是你的。
Power belongs to you.
当一个政府治理国家大有权柄的时候，这个政治是成功的。
When a government has a lot of power to rule, they are successful.
当一个政府徒有其名，没有权柄，这个国家一定是混乱的。
But if the government rule only in name and no power, they will be confused.
所以耶稣基督说，国度权柄都是你的。
And so Jesus said that kingdom and power belong to you.
如果我们把历史中间最大的国度把它提出来，
if we have an illustration of the biggest empire in the world,
你不能忘记有米索波大米国度。
You must remember the Mesopotamia Empire,
慢慢发展变成巴比伦国，
who then later become the Babylonians,
有埃及王国，
the Egyptians,
有波斯王国，
the Persians,
有希腊帝国，
Greek Empire,
有罗马帝国，
the Roman Empire,
还有中国秦始皇，
and in China Emperor 秦始皇，
以及下来的中华帝国，
and 中华 dynasty.
这个都是全世界最大最伟大的帝国。
These are spectacular dynasties in the history of the world.
他们的权势怎么建立起来呢？
How did they build up their power?
他们用凶恶跟杀害使人惧怕建立起来。
With violence and fear.
只有希腊雅典城的民主制度，
Only the Athenian democracy.
是盼望把政治的权柄建立在人的权柄民主的制度中间的。
Was an attempt to build democracy among the people's power.
雅典的王国，雅典的共和国，他们自己的这个民主不是真正真实的。
But the republic in Athens did not have true democracy.
可能不到30%的人是有投票的权柄。
For only about 30% gets to vote.
因为妇女一没有了，就少了50%了。
You get rid of the women, 50% of population.
奴隶再没有了，又少几十个 percent.
And then you don't let your slaves vote, another 10% gone.
俘虏是没有权柄的。
And prisoner of war has no right.
奴隶是买过来的。
Slaves you buy them.
妇女是跟男人不同的。
Women are considered.
小孩子是不可以投票的。
Children cannot vote.
所以希腊的民主根本可能不到10-20% 是真正有权投票的。
And so back then, Athens maybe only have 20% of true voters.
那其他都是傀儡。
The rest are puppets.
所以那不是真正的民主。
So they are not true democracy.
无论如何，
but no matter what,
希腊的民主是比世界各地的帝国先走一步尊重人权。
Greek democracy was a pioneer in recognizing human rights.
中国历史中间只有一个哲学家提到百姓是尊贵的。
Among the Chinese, only one philosopher talk about human rights.
The people are precious.
That the people are to be considered precious.
直接讲这句话只有一个人。
Only one person said that.
不是孔子。
Not Confucius.
是孔子有一两百年的孟子。
200 years later, mentions.
他说：“君为轻，民为贵。”
He says the emperor is secondary, but the people are primary.
君王是不重要的。
The king not important.
百姓是很尊贵的。
But the people are precious.
所以林语堂把这个话介绍到西方的文学界里面的时候，
And so when 林语堂 introduced this to Western civilization，
西方的人都认为孟子是中国历史中间最民主的思想家。
Westerners consider Mencius to be most democratic among Chinese thinkers。
我要很遗憾的讲一句话，
But regretfully，
自从孟子到现在2300-400年，
About 2300 years after Mencius till today，
孟子这句话从来没有付诸实践。
This sentence of mentions has never been made true.
百姓从来没有地位。
It has never had any status.
这是中国人悲哀的地方。
This is a tragedy of the Chinese.
这到中华民国三民主义，孙中山建立以后。
After Sun Yat-sen came up with the three principles of the people.
所以孙中山还没有死以前，共产党已经起来组织党，然后把三民主义再打下去。
But before he succeeded, the communists already took over and defeated it.
所以中国的民主路途遥远。
The journey of democracy for China is very long.
民主真正结果以前要流许多的血。
Before democracy bears fruit, many blood, much blood has to be shed.
中国的民主拜次于圣经的教导的。
The Chinese democracy finds its root in biblical teaching.
这样呢，改教运动、归正神学，才是真正世界民主的根基。
And reform theology is the true foundation of world democracy.
因为在雅典的民主观念根本没有人权是从那里来的交代。
Athenian democracy does not tell us where human rights come from.
在法国的民主革命其实就是暴民的冲动、私仇公报的一个例子。
French Revolution is actually an act of the mob where private revenge were taken.
只有改教家马丁路德教文所提出来的。人是按照上帝的形象样式造的， 人人都应当尊重别人的权柄。
Only the reformers like Martin Luther and John Calvin points out that human beings are made in the image and likeness of God and so have basic rights.
归正神学就成了全世界民主运动最基本的动力。
Reform theology becomes the most fundamental motivator of human democracy.
John Knox 把这个思想带到苏格兰去。
John Knox brought this to Scotland.
其他的伟大的改教都在各个欧洲的国家里面兴起民主的运动。
And then other great reformers created democracy in other European cities.
现在美国的政府
，The American government now.
英国的国会。
The Parliament in England,
都因为基督教思想的影响
are all influenced by Christian thought,
限制君王的权柄
so they restrict the power of the monarch,
提升基本的人权
and elevate basic human rights.
自从大宪章 Magna Carta 以后
after the establishment of the Magna Carta,
英国人才敢把 Charles I 砍头
Charles I was beheaded.
这是欧洲的历史中第一个被杀的君王
This is the first king beheaded in European history.
其他暗杀不算
Not including assassination.
这个是议会决定把君王砍头的。
This is where the
为什么呢
？Council agreed.
因为君王违背宪章的时候，君王还是罪人。
Because when the emperor goes against the constitution,
法律之下人人平等。
Rule of law, we are all equal.
这种整个世界最开明的民主制度，君王不受限于权柄，完全是根据圣经的。
And this sort of idea where the Emperor is restricted is biblical.
也教人在日内瓦所产生的日内瓦议会一切的形式跟一些开会的原则。
And John Calvin, as he ruled over Geneva and the way he had governance,
成了全世界所有民主运动的蓝本。
Became the blueprint for democratic movement in the world.
现在我们回到这句话来了。
And we return back to this sentence.
国度是你的。
For yours is the kingdom.
权柄也是你的。
Power.
荣耀也是你的
，and also glory，
直到永永远远
，till all eternity。
耶稣讲这句话的时候
，when Jesus declared this，
很清楚地告诉我们，在他的观念里面，全本圣经前后贯彻始终一致的原则就在这里显明出来了。
We see a consistent principle in the Bible right here。
当世人看帝国的君王是最高的统治者的时候。
When the people of the world look at the government and think that the king is highest，
当代的先知就不是这样看法。
This is not how the prophet would see it.
我们的圣经两个最重要的例子。
There are two most important examples in the Bible.
一个就是埃及帝国的时候，君王是法老，先知是约瑟。
And one would be during the Egyptian time, the Pharaoh was there, but the prophet was Joseph.
全民尊重法老王的时候，约瑟告诉他，上帝的权柄比你更高。
When all people honor Pharaoh, Joseph told him that God is higher than you.
尼布加尼撒在大巴比伦帝国面前狂傲的时候
，When Nebuchadnezzar was arrogant because his empire was so very big，
先知但以理年轻的圣徒对他说：“要给你知道，上帝在人的国度中间掌权。
”The prophet Daniel was very young, and he said, "I will let you know that God is in power on the kingdom of God."
这么勇敢的青年人，现在在教会里面看不见了。
You cannot find such bold young men in church anymore.
今天教会如果有人被选作国会议员，他高兴得不得了。
In church, if you become a member of parliament, you are overjoyed.
如果基督徒被尊重，他就感谢上帝了。
And Christians are so happy if people honor you.
今天年轻的基督徒，谁像约瑟，谁像但以理，在君王面前尊主伟大，告诉他们，你们的权柄是不高的。
And who among the young will be like Daniel, will be like Joseph, who will rebuke those in power?
我们不看。不思想，不注意。
We don't think about this. We don't think.
我们也深入思考研究，你也惊奇神的仆人是多么伟大。
But the more you study, the more you'll be surprised at how great the servant of God is.
权柄哪里来的
？Where would his power come from?
神来的。
From God.
国度谁赐的
？Who gave him the kingdom?
神赐的。
It would be God.
当上帝把权柄从一个人身上拔出来的时候。
When God removed power from an individual,
一夜之间他就变成阶下囚。
Overnight, you can be a prison.
当上帝把一个国度的权柄交给另外国度的时候
，But when God moved the power from one kingdom to the other,
前面的国家所有的人变成亡国奴。
Immediately, your country can be destroyed.
这件事在历史上继续不断演变。
And in history, you see this all the time.
我们常常归功革命者的成功。
And we always think that, oh, it's the revolutionaries who brought it about.
商朝结束的时候
，When Shang Dynasty ended,
我们看见周朝起来了。
Zhou Dynasty took the place.
周王杀死商王的时候
，And when Zhou Emperor killed the Emperor Shang,
你看见的是公义得胜邪恶。
you see this as the righteousness over evil.
商王最先杀死夏王的时候,
but when Shang Emperor killed the Emperor of Shang, Xia,
夏桀商纣都是最坏的王,
they all become the worst emperor.
他们失败的时候大快人心,
when they failed, the people were overjoyed.
成功的人功劳很大,
and if you succeed, you are hero.
我研究历史, 我得到一个结论,
but when I study history, I come to a conclusion.
为什么每一个时代都是轰轰烈烈的上台?
Every time a dynasty starts, it is grand, it is dramatic.
每个时代都凄凄惨惨地衰落下来。
But when you fall in a pathetic manner.
就跟神的旨意,
this is related to the will of
God. 公义的道德,
the righteous morality.
人敬神爱人心是有关系的。
And how we fear God and love man.
等一个君王已经自傲自尊到夺取神荣耀的时候,
when a king is so arrogant that he takes away the glory of God,
也就是神把国度转移到别人手里的时候,
it will be a time where God will move his kingdom.
也就是神把权柄夺回来交给别人的时候,
that God will retrieve the power and give it to another person.
无论你多伟大的帝国,
no matter how great your empire is,
你不敬畏上帝,
if you do not fear God,
你不尊重百姓,
and you do not honor the people,
你只有死路一条,
it will be suicidal.
你只关门大吉,
you will go bankrupt.
完全没有前途可以讲,
there is no future to speak of.
从世界的政治看出来,
you see this in world politics.
从圣经的例子更清楚,
and clearly in the illustrations of the Bible.
当法老王有一天莫名其妙,
the Pharaoh one day was confused.
昨天晚上做了一个莫名其妙的梦,
he had a strange dream.
有七只很胖的牛,
there were seven fat cows.
摇摇摆摆, cholesterol 太多,
too high cholesterol.
他们在草地上走,
they are grazing on the
走得不能动,
so fat they couldn't move.
太胖了, 太大了,
they are too huge.
突然间七只瘦的牛来了,
and suddenly seven skinny cows,
冲向前的就,
and they
七只瘦的牛把七只胖的就吞下去了。
Seven skinny cows eat up the seven fat one. What does this mean?
怎么可能呢?
How is it possible?
连胃的分量那么小, 怎么会把大牛吞进去呢?
The stomach is too small for to.
又不是蛇,
and not a snake.
蛇还可以知道的, 人心不足蛇吞象。
In snake, snake can swallow the elephant.
小牛吞大牛,
but you have a calf swallowing a large cow.
瘦牛吞胖牛,
skinny cow swallowing the fat cow.
爬到头皮都出血都不明白是什么东西,
and he doesn't quite understand what that means.
法老下令,
so the Pharaoh commanded,
所有哲学家,
all the philosophers,
所有智慧人,
wise men,
所有术士,
all the magicians,
所有占星的人,
all the
所有宗教领袖,
important
叫到王宫来,
ask them to come,
告诉我梦什么,
tell me what this
这个什么意思?
What does this mean?
一个一个不能解答,
we cannot get
the answer. 不能大的一个一个杀头,
and your head will be taken.
我告诉你, 全埃及头杀光了, 他也不能没有带到解答,
you can kill everyone and still don't have answer.
谁能知道这个什么意思?
Who will know what this means?
突然有一个人说,
suddenly someone said,
法老啊, 在监牢有个年轻人,
as a young man in prison,
几次替人家解梦,
he is able to tell what the dream is very clear about,
有头头是道,
and make sense,
试试看他好不好?
Maybe we try.
你叫他来,
ask him to come.
他们就把约瑟带出来,
so they brought Joseph.
约瑟是又年轻,
Joseph was young,
又不同宗教,
different religion,
又很健康,
and healthy,
又受燕王的人,
but at the same time,
虽然年纪轻轻啊,
although he was young,
饱经风霜,
he had gone through a lot of difficulty,
很安静的, 很安稳的,
and he was steady before the Pharaoh.
你是约瑟吗?
Are you Joseph?
我听说你很会解梦,
I know that you can.
今天给你一个命,
I give you one.
如果你解了, 留了你的命,
if you are able to answer,
不能解,
you live.
杀你的头,
you cannot, you die.
你告诉我,
tell me.
七只瘦牛,
this seven,
把七只胖牛吞掉了,
skinny cow eating,
什么意思?
What does it mean?
你一定要告诉我,
tell me.
否则你的头就砍下来了,
or I take your head off.
上帝的仆人,
the servant of God,
完全不惧怕,
was not afraid.
他说王啊,
he said, king,
这是上帝给你的预兆,
this is the sign from God.
七只肥胖的牛,
seven fat cow,
代表埃及要有七个丰年,
represents seven prosperous years.
全国都要丰收,
the whole country will have great harvest.
你的五谷多到没有地方放,
you have not enough place to store all your grain.
只有七年,
oh, but only 7 years.
你多么富有,
no matter how rich you are,
你是有限的,
you are limited.
七年以后,
7 years later,
来七个不好的年头,
you will have seven bad years,
地裂归风,
where the land is open up,
无雨无泉水,
there is no rain,
你整个要闹饥荒,
your entire country will be famine,
你的国民可能会死光,
your people may die poorly.
七年好年,
7 good years,
一下子过了,
will pass quickly.
七年危难,
7 hard years,
没有人可以帮忙,
no one will help you.
现在呢, 不是约瑟感到很惧怕, 现在变成 王感到很惧怕。
But now the king was afraid.
那怎么办呢
？What do we do？
你有什么办法呢
？You have a solution.
这个可以杀人的人变成求人的人。
And this one who will take your head off now is pleading with you.
又是平心静气的说。
Joseph was calm.
你要选很聪明的人。
And he said you got to pick very intelligent people.
七年丰收的日子里面。
During the 7 years of plenty.
五谷过余的粮食都存起来。
You want to store up the excesses of the grain.
你不要再建什么宫殿金字塔了。
Don't go and build palace or the pyramids.
快快建仓库。
Better build warehouses.
越多仓库越好。
The more the better.
把余粮存下。
And to keep all the residue.
堆积成仓。
And to build it into your warehouse. 7 years later.
国家贫穷的时候。
When the country is poor.
你把这些七年存的东西拿出来。
You take out what you have saved.
供应七年的还有余。
And supply the next 7 years.
你要请聪明的人处理这个事情。
You must hire intelligent people.
就皇帝听了，整个人傻了。
And the king was
讲得这么有道理。
It seems so right.
那我还能等吗
？Can I still wait?
我可以居住作废
，But
我可以这七年随便浪费吗
？I will waste 7 years.
不能
，I cannot wait.
我要找最聪明的人。
So I must find the most intelligent.
所谓最聪明的人
，Where is the most intelligent?
哲学家、宗教家、
the religious
leaders, 都杀光了，头还在那边。
They are all beheaded.
那么最聪明在哪里
？Where are the intelligent?
没有啦。
No one else.
他们都不能回答我的问题。
They cannot answer.
哪里他们的聪明
？They are not intelligent.
最聪明就是你。
You are the most intelligent.
你做宰相。
You become the prime minister.
这个叫上帝的办法。
This is the way of God.
谁可以把一个做监牢的变成做宰相
？Who can transform a prisoner to a prime minister?
只有上帝。
Only God.
所以如果你今天在监牢
，So if you are in prison,
你祷告什么时候做宰相？我已经预备好了。
You pray to God, say you can be a prime minister.
问题是，用这坐监牢是没有犯罪。你如果做的犯罪，你就等进更深的监牢了。
The problem is Joseph was innocent, but you can be.
有时莫名其妙。
And Joseph was gone.
他从来没有祷告。
He did not pray for this.
给我雪白吧。
That I
给我去我的羞耻。
Give me justice.
给我伸冤吧。
And give me.
我受太多的苦难了。
I have too much suffering.
他从来不祷告。
He never prayed.
因为他知道他在上帝的手里。
Because he knew he was in the hand of God.
有谁在谁的手里比我在上帝手里更安全呢
？Nothing is safer than being in the hands of God.
上帝让我进监牢。
If God allowed me to go to prison,
这一定是 overture， 是前奏曲。
It must be an overture.
这个是一个序曲。
It is a prelude.
一个好事就是将来。
A good thing will happen later.
上帝一定给我预备未来。
God will prepare my future for me.
约伯只讲过一句话。
Joseph only said,
就那一个出监牢的，听他解梦被放开的人，对他讲过一句话。
The person whose dream was interpreted by him said,
求你纪念我。
After you are released, remember me.
事实证明
，and the fact is,
那个人忘记他。
That person that Joseph helped forgotten him.
所以这个是又是除了向上帝祷告以外，向人祷告一次做错事。
Joseph only made one mistake here.
我告诉你。
I tell you,
你向人求是没有用的。
No point asking other people.
你要效法大卫讲一句话。
You must follow what David said.
我曾耐心等候耶和华。
I wait with patience for the Lord.
他垂听我的祷告。
For he has heard my prayer.
I waited for the Lord.
我耐心等候耶和华。
And he inclined his ear and listened to my prayer.
他垂心听我的祷告。
我曾耐心等候耶和华。
I have waited for the Lord.
他垂听我的祷告。
And he inclined his ear to me.
这一节伟大的圣经节。
This is a great Bible verse.
音乐界里面只有一次被一个音乐家写成一首歌。
It became a song only once.
谁知道这首歌的情绪
？Anyone know of this song?
是哪一个音乐家
？Who wrote this?
在哪一个作品里面
？In which
用这一节圣经写一首圣诗呢
？With this particular verse.
Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy.
Is Mendelssohn.
Felix Mendelssohn 是犹太人。
He was a Jew.
所以他对犹太的经典、对诗篇、对律法都很了解。
He knew the laws, the psalms very well.
你注意听他的 motet.
If you listen to
你注意他的诗篇
and his psalms.
他做的高超到一个地步，此去应只有天上有。
It is almost most heavenly.
我见到一个很有神学修养的一个大哲学家。
I have met a philosopher who is very well versed in theology.
他对我说 ，Do you know?If you don't understand the music of Mendelssohn, you don't understand music at all.
如果你不了解 Mendelssohn 的音乐，你根本不了解音乐。
哇，我那时候吓了一跳。
I was astonished.
因为我很爱 Mendelssohn.
I like Mendelssohn.
不是给他讲中我了，我很高兴。
And so I was.
但是我认为不是 Mendelssohn 而已。
But I thought maybe not Mendelssohn alone.
Bach, Handel, Mozart, Beethoven 都很伟大。
Bach and Mozart.
但他讲一句话
，But he said,
"You don't understand Mendelssohn."
如果你不能够理解
，You don't understand music.
你就不懂音乐。
我再思考这句话的。
So I think about it further.
再好好研究 Mendelssohn 音乐。
And study Mendelssohn further.
我发现他的华丽、尊贵的气质是贝多芬不能比的。
I find that he has this grand atmosphere that cannot be found in Beethoven.
他那个数天的这个轻轻飘升到天上去，那种气氛连巴哈都不能比的。
And even Bach cannot write all these pretty ethereal voices.
当 Mendelssohn 把这些圣经写成一首诗歌，两个女高音对唱，加上诗班伴唱的时候。
And when Mendelssohn composed this Bible verse, two soprano plus the choir.
我只能说 ，this is one of the most beautiful melody in the history of music.
就是在历史音乐历史里面最美妙的旋律之一。
知道这首歌的请举手。
Anyone know this?
啊，每次我问你，什么人都不知道。
You always know that.
我不知道你从前读什么书的。
I don't know what you.
每一次问都没有人知道。
No one knows all this.
I wait for the Mozart to doubt. 我曾耐心等候主。
I waited for the.
在哪里出现呢？第二交响乐
，The Second Symphony，
最后一段
，Last Portion，
赞美颂
，The
前面的双女高音双唱的
，The Duet of the Sopranos，
太漂亮了
，The Most Beautiful，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear Brothers and Sisters，
约瑟是一个怎么样的人
？What sort of person was Joseph？
一个莫名其妙被害的人。
Was a person who was maligned.
他完全没有错。
He didn't do anything wrong.
因为他的父亲特别爱他。
His father loved him.
给他买一件彩色的衣服。
Bought him a coat of multiple color.
引起十个哥哥的妒忌。
So ten brothers hated him.
会把他置于死地。
They wanted to kill him.
所以结果把他卖掉。
And sell him into slavery.
丢在枯井。
And throw him into pit.
枯井得不到利益。
There's nothing to gain.
埃及商人来了。
But Egyptian traders.
卖这层现金。
So they sold him for money.
更有利益。
There's profit.
把他孤井里面拿出来
and took him out from
卖到埃及
and sold him to Egypt.
在埃及
in Egypt,
容貌俊美
and because
年纪轻轻
very young,
非常聪明
very intelligent,
被选作大财主的管家
and so he became a caretaker of a rich person.
但是这是一个好事吗？
Was it a good thing?
不好事
No.
因为这个财主常常出门
because this rich person always go out.
财夫人
And his wife.
财主的太太
The wife of the rich man.
色情发作的时候 and, 看到丈夫不在家这个年轻人又是这么英俊马上脱光衣服要他
And immediately wanted Joseph to have relationship
又是讲了一句历史上最伟大的有关于犯罪的话语
And Joseph declared a sentence that's greatest in
history 他不是像别的青年人
Not like other
感谢主
And say thanks be to God.
不必出钱自己送来。
I don't have to pay.
我却是被他爱的。
And also she loves me.
又没有什么危险。
And no danger.
就是主人的太太不是基尼。
Because she's not a prostitute.
房间都铺了木沉香木釉。
And the room is very fragrant.
都是这么欢迎我的。
And all welcoming me.
跟他搞一搞。
So if I just have a family,
我又得名又得利。
I will gain everything.
又得情又得爱。
I have love. I have sex.
装作不知道就好了。
And we just don't care.
为这个事感谢上帝吗
？Would he give thanks to God？
他讲了一句话
，But he said，
我岂可与你犯这个大罪的罪，上帝呢
？He said， I cannot do this with you and sin against
Can
God。
Can I commit this great sin against my God？ 我可以犯这个大罪来得罪我的上帝吗
？I cannot sin against God doing this with you。
又是犯罪的时候
，And when Joseph sinned，
他是得罪谁呢？
Who would he sin against?
应该是得罪这女人的丈夫嘛。
Shouldn't he be sinning against the woman's husband?
他不怎么看。
But that's not how he saw it.
不是得罪你丈夫而已。
I don't just sin against your husband.
我也不是得罪你而已。
Or just you.
我也不是得罪你父母而已。
Or your parents only.
我也不是得罪你的丈夫的父母而已。
Or the parents of your husband.
我也不是得罪你的儿女而已。
Or your children.
我也不是得罪自己而已。
Or sin against myself only.
这个而已而已一大堆。
All this only.
所以他讲一句话。
And he said,
我跟你上床。
If I were to sleep with you,
我是犯大罪。
I have sinned greatly.
有犯奸淫的人说，什么罪都是帮这害别人，犯奸淫是得罪自己跟那个人罢了。
Many people commit adultery says that sin is only against myself and the other party.
跟别人没关系嘛。
Got nothing to
do. 我不要害别人嘛。
I never
我们两个人情自己愿意的。
Only two of us.
又是不是这样
？Not so for Joseph.
我岂可犯这大罪 得罪上帝吗？
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
这种伦理，
this sort of morality,
这种圣洁的观念，
this sort of holiness,
这种保住自己年轻贞洁圣洁的这种心智。
Is the determination that will create purity in you.
现在世界看不见的了。
You cannot see this in the world anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
又是讲这句话以后，
After Joseph said this,
一千年多一些，
More than about 1,000 years,
才有一个人明白他道德的遵从到什么地步。
Then another person understood the same morality.
有另外一个人讲一句话。
Another person said,
我犯了奸，犯了，已经犯了。
I have already committed a sin.
我是得罪上帝。
Against God.
谁啊？
Who was this?
大卫。
David.
大卫跟约瑟不同在哪里呢？
Difference between David and Joseph.
约瑟是没有犯罪前就悟了。
Joseph understood this before he sinned.
大卫是犯罪以后给先知责备才不得不承认。
David recognizes only because the prophet rebuked him.
约瑟是没有潜力，他就自己奠定圣洁的标准。
Joseph has no precedent and he already has standard of purity.
大卫是约瑟以后一千年被责备以后醒悟过来不得不承认才讲这句话的。
David said that only because he was rebuilt 1,000 years after Joseph.
以后整个圣经的历史里面，
and in the history of the Bible,
很少人像约瑟这样，
very few people are like Joseph,
这样圣洁，
so pure,
这样慈爱，
and so holy,
这样敬畏上帝，
so much in fear,
这样持守他圣洁的童年的身体。
And holding on to the purity of his youth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
约瑟是历史历代圣人的模范。
Joseph is an example of all saints.
如果你说孔子是我们圣人的模范，
People say that Confucius is the example of saints.
他怎样圣洁的例子我们从来不知道。
We don't have too many examples of him being saintly.
约瑟比孔子更圣洁。
But Joseph is more pure than Confucius.
而且他年少的时候已经得胜了他的情欲的发动。
For when he was young, he has control over his lust.
这是神的话记载下来的。
We see this in the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他进监牢，受冤枉，吃多少苦，
and suffered,
完全没有一句哀怨的话语。
But he never grumbled.
直到神借着这一次的机会，
Till God gave him this opportunity.
法老的口讲一句话，
From Pharaoh.
今天请你坐上我们宰相的位置上。
Today I will make you the prime minister.
一个希伯来人，
A Hebrew.
一个奴隶，
A slave.
一个被卖来的，
Who was sold.
一个进监牢的人，
In prison.
什么资格一下子一登就登到这一个宰相的宝座上。
Why is he worthy to be suddenly make the prime minister?
没有人可以做的事情。
These are things that man cannot do.
神可以做的事情。
Only God can.
所以我告诉你，
So I tell you.
只要你遵行神的旨意，
When you obey the will of God,
你不要怕你的薪水太低。
Do not be afraid that your salary is too low.
你不要担忧你的地位太卑微。
Do not be worried that your social status is low.
不要埋怨上帝受人家给你很多的冤枉。
Don't grumble against God when you are maligned by other people.
你只要忍耐等候耶和华。
You need to wait patiently for the Lord.
圣洁的生活。
With a holy lifestyle.
敬畏神。
Fear God.
遵行神的道。
And do His will.
神的时间到的时候。
When the timing of God is up.
国度会转变。
The kingdom will be yours.
权柄会赐下。
The power will be given to you.
耶稣说。
Because Jesus said.
国度权柄全是你的。
For yours is the kingdom and the power.
第二个例子是什么例子呢？
The second example
就是但以理的例子。
The example of Daniel.
但以理被掳去。
Daniel was captured.
因为他面貌俊美。
And he was handsome.
非常聪明。
Very intelligent.
选到王宫里面。
And he was selected to go to the palace.
王宫里面对这些年轻人所有的妒忌是没有办法磨灭掉的。
But many people were jealous of these young people.
他们趁机会陷害他们。
They took chances to trap them.
让他们受最大的苦。
That they will suffer greatly.
被放在狮子洞里面。
To be cast in a den of lions.
但你顺服上帝。
Daniel was obedient to God.
但你没有抵挡上帝。
He did not oppose God.
巴比伦的王。
The king of the Babylonians.
尼布加尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar.
把这个但以理带到他的王宫里面去。
And he brought Daniel to his palace.
然后但以理对他讲什么话？
And Daniel said to him,
这些事要告诉你。
These things are to tell you.
上帝要在人的国中掌权。
God is in power in the kingdom of man.
意思是什么呢？
In other words,
do you think the powers belong to you?
你以为你全有权柄吗？
Do you think you have the Babylon as your empire?
你整个巴比伦都是你的吗？
I will tell you, the throne is not yours.
我告诉你，你这个王位不是你的。
Because God in the highest should sit upon upon the throne of a human being.
因为天上的上帝会把你的
神的权柄比你的权柄更大。
And His kingdom is greater than yours.
今天我们有许多的人
，Many of us，
认为人被君王所统治。
We think that we are ruled by kings.
君王比人的权柄更大。
So the king have greater power.
民主的国家说，总统是被人民选出来的。
In democracy, the president is elected.
人民的权柄是比总统的权柄更大。
And the people has more power than the president.
到底总统的权柄更大
？So is it true that the president has more power?
君王的权柄更大
，the king has more power.
或者人民的权柄更大
，or the people have more power?
世界还有几个帝国在里面
？In this world, there are still several empires.
荷兰还有王帝。
In Holland, there is a king.
英国还有王帝。
In England, you have a monarch.
还有其他的王都不见了。
And other monarchs have
disappeared. 世界的大王都跑到台湾去。
And there are some of these kings in Taiwan.
因为台湾有牛肉面大王，有什么豆浆大王。
Noodle king and soya bean king.
世界的王越来越少，所有的王都跑到台湾去。
All these kings went to Taiwan.
你听不懂就算了。台湾来的人，你也可以做大王。但我要告诉你啊，上帝的权柄在人的国中掌权。
The kingdom of God is ruling among the kingdom of men.
世界的大王没有什么可夸的。
And so nothing to boast about.
当巴比伦的王尼布加尼撒最骄傲的时候
，When Nebuchadnezzar was at the height of his arrogance,
晚上自己人爬到城门最高的地方
，And night he went to the height of the city gate.
王宫最高的地方看看整个城市在他的下面。
And look at the entire city that he has.
笑起来了。
And he was laughing in joy.
这个伟大的巴比伦城。
This great Babylonian city.
岂不是我尼布加尼撒建成功的吗
？Isn't it built by me, Nebuchadnezzar?
那个时候皇后不跟他在一起。
The empress was not with her.
所以呢，不知道他在讲什么。
So didn't know what she was talking about.
百姓也不知道他讲什么。
The people also.
臣民也不知道他讲什么。
The citizens.
他这个叫做自讲自欣赏。
At that time, he was speaking to himself.
岂不是我这尼布加尼撒
？Me Nebuchadnezzar.
建造这么伟大的巴比伦城。
I built such a great.
没有人听见他讲这句话。
No one heard this.
谁听见
？Who heard it？
谁听见
？Who heard this？
上帝听见。
God did.
对不对啊
？Isn't it？
你
？You
这么伟大
？So great.
建了巴比伦城。
Built this Babylon.
好，上帝就给他摸一下。
And God touched his head.
他就变了。
And he changed.
那一天晚上
，the evening，
人家燕窝给他吃
，where people give him food，
鱼翅给他吃
，give him shark fin，
羊身高里身就是没有永生，就
是今生 and all the good，
什么都拿给他吃
，all the good food。
他忽然间讲一句话
，he suddenly said，
我不喜欢吃这些
，I don't like to eat all these things。
那么你要吃什么
？Then what we want to eat？
你要吃鲍鱼吗
？You want to eat abalone？ No。
那你要吃，这个孔雀肉吗？我也不要。
Peacock meat.
你到底要什么
？So what do you want?
我要吃草。
He said, "I want to eat grass."
你要吃草
？You eat grass.
为什么呢
？Why?
我跟牛一样的。
I am like a cow.
我感到草最好吃。
I think the grass is best.
上帝给他摸一下。
God touched him.
他就一天到晚吃草。
So he just ate grass.
所以他们说你神经病了。
So they say he was insane.
我们这个国家怎么可以让个神经病的人做王
？We cannot have an insane king.
所以他们国会开会。
And so they had a meeting.
怎么处理爱吃草的王呢
？How do you deal with the king that eat grass?
把他赶到野地去。
Send him to the wilderness.
叫他在里面吃草。
So that he will eat.
吃到有一天他说不要了，要厌哦，再请他回来。
Until one day he gave up.
所以就把他带出去了。
And so they banished him.
圣经
说 ，The Bible says,
如牛吃草，一共七蹄。
He ate grass like an ox.
七蹄。Seven periods.
Until seven periods.
我不知道一期多少句话。
I don't know one period.
如果一星期我就知道。圣经说期没有星我就不知道啊。
But it's not said how many periods.
等到有一天他好了以后，他再回来。
And after a period of time, he will return. After he returned,
他讲了一个称赞上帝的话，你去看。
He said something that praised God.
天上的上帝。
God in heaven.
刑罚我。
Who has punished me?
给我如牛吃草，经过七期。
That I passed seven periods,
他又怀念我
，but he remembered me.
是我回头坐在王的位置上
，that I returned to this throne.
天下没有第二本书哈
，there are no other books in the world.
国度不是属于人，属于上帝，讲得这么清楚。
Who explained clearly that the kingdom doesn't belong to us but to God?
好像一个悔改的人
，he seems to be repenting.
在上帝面前认罪
，before God.
承认他应该受刑罚
，confessing that he needs to be punished.
刑罚他的是上帝。
And God is the one who will punish him.
直到恢复过来也是上帝。
And God is the one who restores him.
上帝在人的国中掌权。
And God is in power.
他的名是应当被称赞的。
His name is to be praised.
尼布加尼撒写了这样的话。
Nebuchadnezzar wrote
it.
And Daniel wrote it down. Daniel was a great young man. Because he did not compromise before great power. Instead, he served God in front of great power. And he bear witness for Jehovah God.
要叫你不叫你知道,
that you, Nebuchadnezzar, would know. That God is in power among men. His kingdom, His power is greater than you. Dear brothers and sisters. The more I think about the kingdom, the power and glory, more and more things come forth. And I'm reminded of the many words of the Bible. Thanks be to God. If a person thinks that all power is yours, God will start to speak to you. Is this yours? Take note of this. I am going to retrieve it. No exception, including Mao Zedong.
当他以为他最气势、最傲慢的时候,
when Mao Zedong is at the height of his arrogance,
让他生发错误的思想,
and God allowed him to have wrong thoughts, that Mao Zedong thought will always be victorious. And so he said, got to have a cultural revolution. Within 10 years, China collapsed. And his power base shook. The cultural revolution by Mao Zedong is not a cultural revolution, but actually a revolution over culture. 10 years later, China became the poorest country in the world. The Chinese people became the weakest people. The citizens most unhealthy.
为什么呢?
Why?
神的智慧离开他了。
For the wisdom of God left him.
神曾经把权柄交给他。
God once gave him the power.
曾经把国度赐给他。
And gave him a kingdom.
但是他不自爱。
But he did not treasure it.
以为是他自己的,
he thought that he was in charge.
更清楚的例子,
another clearest example in the Bible
尼布加尼撒,
is Nebuchadnezzar.
尼波尼度,
Belshazzar,
也就是孙子,
and that is the
圣经没有, 没有讲尼波尼度, Nebuchadnezzar这个人,
the Bible did not talk about Nebuchadnezzar.
上帝节省一些篇章,
and it skipped in the Bible.
那么呢, 上帝就直接讲, 不杀杀说, 谁能解我的梦, 在国中列为第三?
Belshazzar says those who can interpret my dream will be number three.
那么他是王,
he is king.
应该第二,
so it should be second.
怎么会第三呢?
Why would it be third?
因为他做王的时候, 还有一个爸爸才是真正的王。
Because he has a king who is Dowager.
这个王叫做 Nepomnidus.
His name is Nepomnidus.
这个王不要上朝,
but he did not want to rule.
像明朝十多个皇帝, 有超过十个都不爱上朝的。
In Ming Dynasty, there are more than 10 of them.
天天搞女人。
Every day, they are women.
天天荒宴醉酒。
Every day, they live that kind of life.
邪恶淫乱。
Evil, lustful.
甚至制造一些爆房, 专把美女装在里面, 一个一个轮奸他们。
And they actually have prostitute dance for themselves.
照样, 不杀杀有一个父亲。
Belshazzar has a father.
Nepomnidus.
His name is Nepomnidus.
这个人不要上朝。
Same thing, he didn't want to rule.
喜欢打猎。
He liked to hunt. Every day you cannot see him. And they just go.
他对他的孩子说,
he tells the son to take over.
皇帝说, 好机会,
so he took the throne.
所以呢，当这个不杀杀对大利说, 你如果能够解我的梦, 你在我国中列第三。
And so Belshazzar said to Daniel, that
为什么列第三呢?
Why three?
如果他是王,
if he's king,
应该他列第二,
he should be second.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible says,
他列第三,
he was number
为什么第三呢?
Three. Why?
没有写名字的, 尼波尼度, 实际上还是第一。
Because actually, Nebuchadnezzar is still number one.
是第二,
Belshazzar is number two.
你是第三,
you are number three.
然后他就把他的梦讲出来,
and then he talked about his dream.
他就讲了很多骄傲的事情,
and he boasts about himself.
有一天, Belshazzar,
one day, Belshazzar,
他为了表示自己的功劳很大,
in order to demonstrate his great acts,
他就请所有外国的贵宾到王宫里面来,
he invited all the dignitaries to the palace.
请客1000多人, 在筵席的里面,
more than 1,000 people came.
当他们正吃饭到最高兴的时候,
when they were most happy with the meal,
他犯了一个很大的罪恶,
he committed a great sin.
我曾经掳掉了耶路撒冷的圣殿。
He said that he has looted from the temple of Jerusalem.
所以里面的金银, 那些用金拿出来, 我要用敬拜耶和华的东西来吃我这些 这些饭。
So he commanded that they remove all the golden vessels from the temple to be used as utensils.
他这个东西有很多不洁净的东西。
There are many things that are unclean.
是圣殿律法禁止的东西。
Forbidden by the laws of God.
现在用的时候要用圣殿的器皿。
But now he used all these as utensils. 干
犯了上帝的圣洁。
And it goes against the holiness
of God. 上帝为什么把以色列人交给尼布加尼撒？
Why did God deliver the Israelites to Nebuchadnezzar?
不是因为尼布加尼撒厉害。
Not because Nebuchadnezzar was great. 不是
上帝没有能力抵挡他。
Or God has no power against him.
上帝的百姓罪恶深重，神刑罚他，把他交给仇敌。
But the punishment of God for their sins.
所以的器具都被掳去了。
And so the temple was looted.
圣殿被烧毁了。
Temple burned.
百姓英俊的、聪明的青年都被带到巴比伦去。
The best of the young people brought to Babylon.
巴沙沙犯了一个大罪。
And Belshazzar.
我现在不要用普通的盘碗。
He said, "Not ordinary plates."
我要从耶路撒冷圣殿掳来的金器、银器来做我吃用的东西。
I want to eat upon the gold and silver vessels that I looted.
正在高兴欢乐的时候
，So while they are in the midst of their joy,
突然有不是人的手出现的。
And suddenly a human hand
在王宫的墙壁上写了字
，and wrote on the palace wall.
以后这个手就不见了
，and the hand disappeared.
但字存在哪里
？But the hand was there.
Tickle, mini, mini, tickle, ufarsin.
It says mini, mini, tickle,
什么意思呢 ？It is enough. Your day is now up, and you will be withdrawn from your throne.
上帝数算你国的年日到此完毕。
你今天就结束了
Today you end.
你的权柄没有了
No more power for you.
所以当他看到这个字的时候
And when he saw this,
他不知道什么意思
He didn't know what it means.
谁能知道呢
Who would know?
叫语言学家
And ask the linguist
语文教授
And the professors
叫文学学作者
Expert
所有的思想家
All the thinkers
都来研究
Ask them to come and study. What does this word
没有个人知道
But no one know the answer.
他们对他说
So they said to him.
国中有一个希伯来青年人
There is a Hebrew young man
叫做这个大尼
His name is Daniel.
他曾经服侍过你王的父。
He has served your father's father, and he can interpret.
讲解很多谜的事情。
And give us the answer to all these things.
其实那个时候，但以理已经不是青年人了。
Daniel was no longer young.
我问你一个问题啊
，I ask you.
但以理被丢在狮子洞的时候，大概他几岁
？How old was Daniel when he was cast in the land den of lions?
大概几岁
？How old?
七八十岁。你知道吗
？Seven
很多读画家画一个年轻人在狮子旁边。
Many people paint a young Daniel，
包括 Peter Paul Rubens， 因为他没有好好读圣经。
Including Peter Paul Rubens，
因为从尼布加尼撒
，because from Nebuchadnezzar，
一直到古列延年
，all the way to Darius，
已经经过几个朝代了。
Of many dynasty，
但尼利还是老当健壮
，and he was still strong，
已经七八十岁的了。
Already in the 60s,
好，现在大尼就出现了。
And now that
你告诉我
，Tell me，
这个什么字
？What does this mean？
如果你能告诉我
，If you can interpret，
我给你升官
，I will promote you。
如果你不能告诉我
，If you can，
我可以杀死你
，I will kill you。
大尼你根本没有兴趣
，Daniel was not interested，
升官也没有兴趣
，And he not interested in promotion。
杀死也不惧怕
，He not afraid of death。
他很平心静气的说
，With calmness in his heart。
这几句话的意思。不是你杀死我
，It's not that you will kill me，
是上帝杀死你
，But that God will kill you，
因为时间到了
，Because your time is up。
今天晚上
，This evening，
你的时间晚了
，Your time is up。
你就到今天
，You will stop today。
哈，你一哈也不能延长，就是今天。
But that's the way it is。
你跟上帝吵架没有用的
，No point quarreling with God。
你根本不是对手
，Because you cannot win。
今天就是今天
，Today is today。
圣经说
，The Bible says，
当天晚上
，That evening，
马代人。
The Chaldeans,
波斯人
the Darians,
进了巴比伦城
they entered into the kingdom,
把伯沙沙杀死
and killed Belshazzar,
国度归给别人了
and the kingdom was given to others,
因为耶稣说
because Jesus said,
国度是你的
yours in the kingdom,
权柄是你的
the power,
荣耀是你的
and the glory,
你越读圣经
the more you study the Bible,
你发现这些真理
you find this truth,
这些世界上的总统君王笨得要死什么都不懂的
The president of the world are so dumb they don't know.
他们以为是他们的。
They thought it belongs to them.
耶稣说是上帝的。
But Jesus said it belongs to God.
不是你的。
Not yours.
现在我要结束了。
I am about to end.
我问你，你知道不知道马代波斯怎么进城的
？You do you know how the Medi entered into the city? The Persian,
the Persian people.
The Persian
Medi people. How can they enter into the great wall of the city of Babylon?
他们怎么进入这个巴比伦的？
如果是这个。埃这个希腊人攻 Trajanus 的时候，
If the like when the Greek attack Trianos,
他们用木马进去。
There is a Trojan horse.
这个也没有木，也没有马。
This one has no Trojan horse.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
圣经只讲一句话。
The Bible only says.
当天晚上。
That very night.
马代波斯进了巴比伦城。
Darius the Mede entered to the kingdom.
杀了不杀杀。
And killed Belshazzar.
转过来了。
And the kingdom was retrieved.
你们知道他怎么进去吗
？You know how he entered.
你们有没有读过这些书啊
？Have you studied the history of it？
你有什么都不懂了哈。
Again, you shake your head.
你知道巴比伦城墙多高吗
？You know how tall the Babylonian city wall is?
50 feet.
五十尺。
差不多是等于多少啊？16公尺高。
About 16 meter high.
16公尺多少啊
？How high is 16 meter？
你现在的旅馆六层楼、五层楼。
About 6 story of modern building.
人没有办法爬的。
You cannot climb it.
云梯也很没有办法进去。
Or try to use some kind of ladder.
没有人可以攻下这个城。
You cannot attack it that way.
你知道这个城墙多厚吗
？So you know how thick the wall is?
大概16个 feet 那么厚。
About 16 feet.
等于五公尺那么厚。
5 meter.
用了石头的几百几千公斤的石头。
And very heavy stones.
你怎么攻都攻不进去的。
You cannot collect.
但是圣经说，马代波斯人那一天就进去了。
The Persians and the Medes entered it.
他们就把整个过渡抢过来了
，and receive the kingdom。
他怎么抢过来的
？How do they do that？
如果你研究历史
，if you study history，
这个以后呢
？After this，
波斯就变成世界最大的帝国。
The Persian Empire became the greatest。
波斯建了比巴比伦更大的 Persepolis 的这个京都。
Their building is greater than the
Babylonian。现在巴比伦城完全没有了。
Now today the Babylonians are no longer here.
连遗址都找不到了。
Not even remnants。
给沙盖住了。
Covered by sand。
照着圣经所预言的。
Based on the prophecy of the Bible,
你不能找到巴比伦城在哪里。
You cannot find Babylon anymore.
可能有一些石块
，maybe a few pieces of stone.
因为给它拆完了
，everything is taken away.
波斯帝国的首都
，but the empire, the Persepolis,
遗址还在。
The chairs are still there.
柱子18公尺高
，18 meter tall pillar.
18公尺高是比巴比伦城城墙更高。
Taller than the walls of Babylon.
差不多等于六层楼高的房子。
About 6 story high.
柱子还有大概18根还存在。
About 18 of the pillars still exist.
原先宫殿还没有被破坏前。
Before the palace was destroyed.
单单那些柱子至少有500个。
At least 500 of these pillars existed.
被打下来。
But it was destroyed.
现在剩下几十个、十几个在里面。
About 18 still left over.
你站在那个柱子下面才知道你这么小。
If you stand beside the pillar, you look very tiny.
你最多六尺高。
Maybe you're 6 feet tall.
他们呢
？Them, they are
18公尺
，18 meter tall，
50多英尺高
，50 over feet high.
怎么搞的呢？是谁把他打败的呢
？Who destroyed them?
亚历山大大帝
，Alexander the Great.
亚历山大大帝把波斯城攻下来的时候
，When he attacked the Persian city,
自己吓死了。
He himself was astonished.
他把他量。走算脚步。
Kept measuring everything.
他的宫殿比希腊王宫大500倍。
The palace is 500 times larger than the Greek palace.
历史上最大的宫殿。
The largest palace in history.
就是这个波斯帝国把巴比伦打倒的。
It is this person that destroyed the Babylonian.
那么圣经说波斯马代人就进去了。
But Bible simply says there is the Medes.
我要问你怎么进去
？How？
我讲完了，我就结束今天的讲道。
And I will end here.
你知道他怎么进去
？You know how？
他坐飞机吗
？Did he fly？
没有飞机。
No plane.
他用吊绳吗
？Did he？
没有吊绳。
Swing in. There were no ropes.
他就像 David Copperfield 就飞进去吗
？Did he use magic？
他没有这个魔术。
No.
他们怎么进去的呢
？How did they enter？
他们厉害到一个地步。
They are so crafty.
在 Tigris 河很宽大的河。
That in the Tigris River
的对岸
，across the river，
早就挖洞了。
They dug underground。
巴比伦看都看不见。
The Babylonians couldn't see anything。
他们默默的做工。
But they were working。
挖的洞要在地下。
They dug underground。
在河床的底下。
Beneath the riverbed。
多深呢
？So deep。
我不敢想象。
I cannot imagine。
就这样挖挖挖挖。
And they dug and dug。
挖过 Tigris 河。
Underneath the river Tigris
河是阿拉伯地区最大的两河之一。
It is one of the two largest rivers in the Arabian area.
一个叫做巴拉大河。
One is called
Euphrates.
Euphrates.
第二个叫 Tigris.
The second is Tigris.
在创世纪第二章就写了西几甸河。
Genesis chapter 2 mentioned this.
那么他们挖下面去的时候。
So after they dug underneath,
工程大到一个地步
the construction is so complicated.
河床不能坍塌
that the riverbed did not collapse.
通到对岸去。
After they went through,
有多少泥沙挖出来？
You can imagine how much soil has
多少工程做进去？
And how much construction
在城墙下面的根基。
Underneath the foundation,
大的不得了。
Wall,
他们再从下面再挖下去。
And then they dug further down.
挖到城的里面。
Into the city.
突然间冒一个洞出来，他们来不及，已经进去了。
And suddenly they entered into it.
这是古代的海底工程最伟大之一。
This is one of the greatest underwater construction.
没有人可以想象的。
Unimaginable.
神说
，God said,
"Mini, mini,
mini, mini.
It is enough."
够了。
Your time is up.
你的时间到此完毕。
Tonight will be your farewell.
今晚你要说再见了。
You will go from this world.
你将会从世界消失掉。
Never return.
不再回来。
Your opportunity is finished.
你的机会已经完了。
上帝就把国度权柄就归给别人。
And God gave the kingdom and power to others.
我们读圣经的时候，
When we read the Bible,
我们念主祷文的时候，
When we read the Lord's Prayer,
我们不知道这些圣经都记载了。
We don't know that the Bible really talk about it so much. Jesus said,
因为国度，
Because yours is the kingdom, power, and glory.
都是你的，
They all belong to you.
直到永远，
For all eternity.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这世界是你的吗？
Do you own the world?
新加坡是李光耀的吗？
Does Lee Kuan Yew own Lee Kuan Singapore?
美国是 Obama 的吗？
Or Obama, America?
中国是毛泽东吗？
Mao Zedong, China?
我告诉你不是的。
I tell you no.
国度都要过去。
All kingdoms will pass away.
所有的国度。
All kingdoms.
有一天成为我主以及他基督的国度。
One day will belong to God and His Christ.
骑在白马上面的腿上有画，写着万王之王，万主之主。
And the one who rides on the white horse have a word upon his thigh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
这位万王之王，万主之主到世界上来的时候。
And when this King of Kings, Lord of Lords came to the world.
他说基督徒啊。
He said, Christians.
你们要记得。
You must remember.
这世界非我家。
That this world is not my home.
我不属世界的国度。
I do not belong to this kingdom.
我是新加坡公民嘛。
I am a citizen of Singapore.
我也是天国的公民。
I am also a citizen of the
kingdom of God. 新加坡有一天从前不存在。
One day, the kingdom on earth like Singapore may disappear.
新加坡有一天以后也不存在。
In the future, may not appear.
但是上帝的国度永远存在。
But the kingdom of God is forever.
你的国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。
For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
直到永远。
For all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
请问，
My question is,
你为将来的国度预备什么？
What have you prepared for this kingdom in the future?
你做了什么？
What have you done for this kingdom?
有什么建立国度的事情吗？
What have you established in this kingdom?
你要求上帝的国。
You are to seek after the kingdom of God.
求上帝的义。
And his righteousness.
他必把你需要的加给你。
And he will add unto you what you